welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Our Lady, Mother and Queen, and from the United States, we hear from Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint lives in Chicago, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled Union with God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, "My friend, how is it that you came here without a wedding garment?" But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, "Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel, and I invite you to go back and read the whole thing, is about union with God. The parable that Jesus tells is a parable that likens union with God to a wedding feast. Some, as you recall, aren't very interested in attending. They have material things to attend to. Others just simply ignore the invitation, or perhaps they even kill the messenger, being intimidated by what is being asked of them. But many are called. Many are called to be in union with God. Indeed, all are called to be in union with God. And God provides us with all that we need to enjoy that relationship and to walk the path towards heaven. I remember many years ago, someone pointed out to me that at a wedding feast in first century Palestine, if you couldn't afford a wedding garment, or perhaps didn't bring one with you on account of a long journey, one was provided for you. This even further exemplifies the fact that God gives us everything we need to be in union with Him. We don't have to rely on ourselves. We don't have to rely on the material things that we have or the words we say over and over and over again in prayer. But God provides us with all we need. We have but to open our hearts, to embrace the call, and to step forward into the wedding feast. What a beautiful relationship God calls us to, union with God's self, a union that creates within us an image of the divine, a union that calls forth from us the power of the Spirit that dwells within us. Today we pray that we might always be aware of the fact that God gives us what we need. And so it is done on earth, done in our hearts, done all around us as it is in heaven. God blesses us and calls us forward today. We say, "Yes, Lord, take my heart, take my soul, and lead me homeward." All right, Scott, that's about it. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you soon, hopefully. Take care now. Bye-bye.